This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for the administration to say no to the Pinochet dictatorship in Chile. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, you're usually one of the last senators to break with a right-wing dictator, so you're probably a lost cause on Chile. But General Pinochet's regime is sinking to new depths of repression in the current crackdown on democratic opposition groups. The Reagan administration is facing a key decision whether to approve a $250 million World Bank loan to Chile. A vote for the loan would be wrong. It would be a symbol of American support for Pinochet's repression and play into the hands of communist guerrillas trying to tear the country apart. The best hope for a return to democracy in Chile is to support the moderate opposition with economic pressure on the Pinochet regime. Let's veto that bank loan, Bob, and do the right thing on Chile instead of the far-right thing.
Ted, a longtime resident of this country, was recently killed in Chile, and the evidence strongly indicates that some of Pinochet's security forces were responsible. Others have died, too. And on top of this terrible human rights situation, Chile faces a major challenge from communist guerrillas, and its economy is falling apart. It seems to me that when people are dying and suffering, we ought to put aside the partisan prattling and just tell our listeners the truth. You know darn well, Ted, that we already agree on this one. I oppose any more World Bank loans for the Pinochet regime until it cleans up its act on human rights. And I believe that the administration feels the same way and will instruct our representative to the World Bank to oppose any more loans. Let's treat this issue with the seriousness it deserves, Ted, and reserve our partisan wrangling for less important issues. This is Senator Bob Dole. Can Mother Goose help solve security problems on Army bases? It's no fairy tale. Hear the surprising answer tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.